You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is eCommerce Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to eCommerce Radio, your EPN channel where you can get in on the inside track and find out what others are doing to experience great results with their online stores, whether it's the latest tools, e-commerce platforms, or marketing techniques. This is where we talk about how to have a successful e-commerce experience. Today on the program, we're speaking with Carrie Cook, the founder and CEO of Tail Chasers LLC, the company behind Spleesh, the amazing handle that holds 12 ounces of water and attaches to any leash for easy hydration on the go. And Carrie, thanks for joining us here today.
Oh, thank you for having me, Eric. I appreciate it.
Hey, you're more than welcome, and certainly looking forward to hearing all the details. I'm sure our listeners are as well. So first things first, what actually inspired you to create your product? I'm sure this is certainly some interesting details to kick things off here today.
It was really one of those, I kept having a problem, and I thought I'd find the solution when I thought of it. Back on Amazon or Google, I figured I could just buy it. And so I was out walking my dog. I've got several dogs, and the youngest one at the time was a 90-pound Black Lab Weimaraner mix with tons of energy, required lots of walks. And I live in Southern California, so it's typically pretty warm here, and she's a completely black dog, so you really need to have water with you on your walks most of the year. And I would get a block or two away from the house and realize I forgot the water again. And it just kept happening. And one day I was out there and we're sitting in the shade and she was a little warm. And I did have the water with me that day. And it was one of those kind that you squeeze and it fills up in the little cup at the top. And I started tossing it on her to cool her down. And I thought, well, if this was a squirt gun, it'd be so much more user friendly. You could aim the water at their paws, at their stomach to cool them down. You could clean up messes on the sidewalk or on your hands. And so that's really what happened. The idea was born out of necessity, and I fully expected to come home and purchase one on Amazon. And I got 20 or 30 pages deep on both Amazon and Google, and I couldn't find anything like it. And that's where we started.
And that is where and why big things happen, creating a product where there is a need for sure. Now, how did you translate your existing skills and or knowledge into building a business from the ground up? Talk to us about that.
Yeah, this is where it gets interesting. So I've spent most of my career in sales and market development, working in the genetic testing space. So completely different industry than the pet space, and bringing new tests and technologies to market was something that I was doing on a daily basis, but for highly complex products. So I had the foundation of, understanding that we need the voice of customer and we need to understand the product market fit. And those types of things were very top of mind when I had this idea. And I feel like one of the, biggest hurdles was, transitioning from this different industry and understanding the behind the scenes requirements for a product to do well was a big learning curve for me. But establishing a network is something that has been foundational throughout my career. That old saying that your network is your network, net worth is your network. And I just leaned into a bunch of different people that I had connected with over my, 25 years in that business, who had a crossover in the pet space in any way, shape, or form, and then just started asking questions and asking for referrals. And that's really what carried me through this really incredible journey that I've been on the last 4 years.
I'm sure it's been quite the exciting, incredible journey for sure. What has been your biggest challenge, though, and how did you overcome it? I'm sure we could learn something from some of the details on that.
Yeah, I think there's been so many challenges since starting this company and developing this product. The biggest one, obviously, is something that everybody had to deal with, which was the pandemic. We were starting to launch our company and launch our product, and we were slated for a mid-year 2020 launch, and that changed in a significant way. And the pandemic has had a number of different impacts for the business, including, you know, the cost of goods has gone up for actual production. The cost of shipping has gone up. You know, all of these different things have impacted our roadmap and our timeline and our budgets in a significant way. And the best thing you can really just do is continue to be thinking of workarounds, and you know, how can you make that dollar stretch? How can you get more user-generated content to sort of in place of spending money on advertising, those types of things. So that was a definite curveball, but it wasn't one that I was feeling alone. So there were a lot of really great other entrepreneurs that I connected with, but going back to networking and joining a couple of different inventor groups and pet-related business groups have been instrumental in helping me navigate these difficulties and get around them. But I think for the product, one of our biggest challenges was, you know, perfecting the product to a point where we could feel really great about it. And we had some initial challenges in getting the product to seal appropriately. And you know, there was a good, 9-month period. I felt like I was working or living on a week-to-week basis. Like, the next week we'll get an update. We'll have another update next week, and then an update would come, and there'd be some other issue that came up that we hadn't foreseen, and we'll figure it out next week. And so it was a very long process in perfecting the product, which we finally did, and you know, we feel very, very happy with where the product is today, but we're really looking forward to making some additional tweaks to fit the needs of our user base in the future.
Certainly appreciate your sharing that, and a lot to learn there and to be inspired and motivated by with that information as well. Today we're speaking with Kerry Cook, the founder and CEO of Tail Chasers LLC, the company behind Spleesh, the amazing handle that holds 12 ounces of water and attaches to any leash for easy hydration on the go. And she joined us here today on E-Commerce Radio, a part of EP and the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, who or what do you consider your biggest inspiration, and what motivates you every day?
Well, they're kind of one and the same. My biggest inspiration is my daughter. She's 25 years old right now, and is the reason why I do everything, pretty much. She's just a phenomenal individual. I, you know, can brag a little bit. She's my daughter, but she's incredibly creative artistically. She's a tremendous writer and an artist. And I can't say enough about her, her talent and her creativity. They motivate me all the time. The things that she comes up with are just delightful. And I think because we have got an incredibly close bond, we both went through a very traumatic experience about 14 years ago. And we both had to testify in court at a murder trial. And it was an incredibly difficult and challenging time for us as a family, and there were just a lot of peripheral emotional challenges that were happening at that same time, and we both needed to testify, as I said, and we used actually the help of a therapy dog, who sat with her while she was waiting to testify in court, and I was just so incredibly proud of how she was able to compose herself at 11 years old, to be sitting in a jury box and, or not jury box, but in a witness box, giving testimony in such a highly emotionally charged environment. She did such a great job, and the help of that therapy dog was something that we'll never forget. And we used to go on these walks all the time after this event happened, talking about, you know, processing our feelings and the emotions that go along with everything that we were going through. And we would walk our dogs. We had two big dogs and a little dog. And so we went on the adventures of Big Little Big every day and talked through the emotional journey that they had and how they could overcome these obstacles and how if they stuck together, they could get through anything. And that's really, you know, the story that sort of helped boost me up emotionally all the time, just being there for my daughter, her being there for me, us supporting each other through this journey, and then having the therapy dog who really helped her through that, you know, really tumultuous time was something that was important to us. So now as a company, as an organization at Tail Chasers, we're trying to raise money and donate money to Pet Partners, who certifies therapy dog teams for many reasons, but they also do support therapy dog teams that have to sit with kids who have to testify in court. And so we're both motivated tremendously by that mission, and we've been trying each year to support more therapy dogs, and we hope that continues long into the future.
Well, right there, it just shows you that you never know what someone's going through or has gone through. And in this case, how it ties into utilizing a therapy dog. That is just amazing. It really is. And it, to me, it all sounds like this was just meant to be. I'm sure you probably feel the same way. The creation of the company and what it stands for and what motivates you every day. We really appreciate your sharing this on a personal level. And obviously sharing all the details with us. Thanks so much. Lastly, any advice for fellow entrepreneurs and any piece of advice you would wish someone else had given you in the past that you could have used along the way?
Yeah, you know, I thought a lot about this, and there's, you know, there's a lot of advice online that you can find and read. There's people who are constantly hitting you up all the time that they can, you know, 10x your ROAS in 30 days or no money. And, you know, all of these people who, you know, who mean well and believe in their products as well and are trying to, you know, make money in their segments. But we just don't realize how complex e-commerce is when you're coming at it from outside e-commerce, right? So if you've been working in it the whole time, it's all very second nature to you. But it's as an entrepreneur, just invented their first product and trying to stand up a company, you really need to appreciate the complexity of the inner workings of e-commerce and how the search engine optimization and the, you know, conversion rate optimization, Google Analytics, Facebook Pixels. I mean, there's just an endless litany of things that need to be harmonized together in order for you to have a successful e-commerce business. And there are some tools available to sort of give you that roadmap or stepwise approach. But I say take a good long look at your budget, and you may say to yourself, you know, oh, hey, I can do social media. I don't need to pay somebody to do that. Or I can do search engine optimization. I can put, you know, word tags in a website. I don't need to pay somebody to do that. And you need to take a good hard look at your finances and make sure when you're making those judgment calls about what you can and can't afford that you're looking at the real long-term mission that you have to make sure you're going to have the funds to make it to your goal, A, and B, that you're spending money where you need to be initially, and sometimes that can be in surprising places. Everybody, like I said, you think you can all do social media until you start to pay somebody who really just lives and breathes social media, and you understand the complexities involved in that and let them sort of work their magic. So it's, yeah, just appreciating how complex it can all be.
Well, certainly appreciate your sharing the concluding remarks and advice for fellow entrepreneurs. Really do appreciate that. And of course, it has been nothing but an inspiring visit with you here today. And we here all at EPN certainly wish you nothing but continued success. If you would, Carrie, let us know where listeners can get further information on Spleesh and where they could shop around as well.
Right now we are on spleesh.com. That's SPLEASH.com. So that's the spray leash handle. So Spleesh your leash. And we're also on Amazon.com.
And of course, we will provide this link within the show notes of this broadcast for the convenience of the audience. Carrie, all the best. And again, thanks for joining us here today on E-Commerce Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Appreciate it.
And I appreciate it just as much. Again, we've been speaking with Carrie Cook, the founder and CEO of Tail Chasers LLC, the company behind Spleesh, the amazing handle that holds 12 ounces of water and attaches to any leash for easy hydration on the go. And for further details, visit Spleesh.com. And again, this has been Eric Dye, and you've been listening to E-Commerce Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to E-Commerce Radio. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.